the book Hebrews, part 223. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which I do have a couple of copies available, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number is +27 International Code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Would you go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very welcome. Always welcome. Please go to part one. Start with the first chapter of the study, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. I just want to say, for those that do understand Afrikaans, I have more than 3,500 videos in Afrikaans on YouTube. Should you be interested, you can contact me so that we can guide you. There is massive, massive information there. Please make sure that you send this link to your friends and families. Make sure at least have a 611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are so welcome. Hebrews chapter 10 we are busy with. And now are you continuing with our confirmation scripture, which is John 15 verse 13. John 15 13. Greater love hath no man than this. Greater love had no man than what? That a man laid down his life for his friends. That his must actually be a capital H, Yahashua, because he's talking about the greatest love. Greater love had no man than this. What did Yahashua do? That he wasn't forced. He came and he laid his life down for us. And you know what? On that stage, we, 2,000 years ago, we were not even part of the nation of Israel. We were not part of the 613 laws of Moses. We were not even part of any promises that was given to Father Abram through Yahweh Almighty to the nation of Israel. We were Gentiles. Our forefathers were Gentiles. Lost, unsaved sinners. Worshipping pagan idol gods. Living in sin. Those years they were sacrificing babies alive unto the sun god Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, Isis. Can you believe that? Then he says, greater love than this that Yahashua demonstrated for us who were lost sinners 2,000 years ago. There's a song that says, you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. 2,000 years ago, we, as sinners, when he hanged on that cross, was on his mind. Today we are not friends. The scripture says in John 15, 13, greater love had no man than this, than to that a man laid down his life for his friends. His was Yahushua. Not only for those 2,000 years ago, but even us in this 21st century, 2025, today. Today we're not sinners, we're not Gentiles. We're part of the bride of Yahwa El Elohim. Hallelujah. And that just didn't come because my name starts with an R, or my name starts with an H, and my surname with an R. No, it came through the redemption blood of Yahushua. He died for my sins and my transgressions and yours. How privileged are we today to be able to be called a friend of Yahushua, the Son of the Creator of heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. People today want to be friends with certain people in the sports world and idols in the boxing world, maybe, or rugby, racing cars, or you can weightlifting, you can call it athletes, athletics, and you can call it the sport that you like. People will do anything just to get an autograph or a shirt signed or a cap signed off. And it's something that he would put in a frame of glass and he would hang it in his study. But we have an autograph of a friend that gave his life, that died for our sins, that was brutally, savage-like, torn apart like wild dogs. For what? For my sins, for your sins. We are not talking about someone having the signature of a hero, of a sporting hero. We're talking about the Savior who died for our salvation. We became co-partakers through coming to repentance, Acts 2:36-41. Being immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of our sins. Walking the road of holiness the rest of our lives. We became partakers in what Yahushua had obtained for us. Not even have we become partakers, we came to the place where we today are negatives of what? Like a photo in the old time, you needed a negative of what he has given us, life and life in abundance. And what do we do in this 21st century? We are preaching and teaching of the things that Yahushua went through to obtain everlasting life for us. And that's why we need to live in holiness every day of our lives. Striving towards total holiness. Greater life had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. We today would think maybe the friends that was there, the disciples and the other people that were made, that's there around who knew him. But we were in his mind, which is far off. Verse 14 says, "You are my friends." M must be a capital M. You are my friends. That's Yahushua. You are my friends. If you do whatever I command you. Hallelujah. There's a commandment, two kingly commandments. Here Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. You must love him with your heart, your soul and your mind. And you must love your brother like yourself. That's the second one. We need to not just keep these commandments. We need to live in these commandments, these two. Not 613 different commandments or laws. Two kingly laws. Commandments. Not the 10 commandments. Two commandments. People can't even keep the two commandments, the 10 commandments, which is actually 17. Exodus 20. You can go and read it. Now it says in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking, so we're going back to the scripture in Hebrews, Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. He says we must not forsake Bible study. Now the churches use this to say you must not forsake the gathering of the church people, having church and worshipping. And Yahushua never said to his disciples to go and build a church, not once. He told them go from house to house and break bread. Give them the bread of eternal life. This is what I'm breaking with you every morning. I'm breaking bread from house to house. We don't have churches. We don't have assemblies. We have a lot of pastors who came through this Bible college and everything. But they have different ministries today. They don't have churches. They all use the internet. And you know what happens? This makes this gospel growing out of its form, going into the world. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together. So what have we? We have a assembling togethering every morning. We're not a church. Your name is not on a register. You're not paying tithes. This is the things that they do in church. We do Bible study. The more Bible study we do, the stronger we will grow in the Ruach HaKodesh. I say, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. What is the day? The coming, the parousia, the Greek, of Yahushua for his bride at the end of Revelation 3:22, when he will come with the clouds to take us home. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58, where we will be changed from this earthly body into a heavenly body. Going to meet him together in the air. Hallelujah. In glorified bodies. Not in flesh and blood, but in a spiritual body. Glorified. Hallelujah. What the expectation as part of the bride that we can have to live in total dedication. To live in holiness means to live in dedication. To live a separated life. We are not monks that stays in a convent or something. Or go stays in a desert. No. This is where Yahushua can use us. Between the people, between the nations. Sending these messages of salvation throughout the world. Through the internet, Instagram, Telegram, Dropbox, Facebook, YouTube. You can call it what you like. The word, every platform we are using to send these messages out. The gospel of salvation. To have souls saved. where they can repent and be immersed in the name of Yahushua. Just last weekend we had people immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of their sins. How wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. So he says we must not forsake the assembly of ourselves. Now the Bible says, it doesn't say that we need to be 50 or 500 or 5,000. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I shall be in your midst. I'm just quoting the scripture. Hallelujah. Where two or three are gathered, even when I'm alone, myself and the Ruach HaKodesh, there we are two. Whenever you call upon my name, he's there. Whenever we speak the word, he's there. Why? Because the Ruach HaKodesh lives within us. We don't need to try and get him from somewhere, coming somewhere into a place. No. It says your bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. He lives within us. From here to my crown of my head. That's my soul's dimension. We don't need to make a special appointment to go and seek for the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. He's in us. Yahweh is in us. Yahushua lives within us. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another as such much as more, as you see the day approach, as we see this day coming near the end of the world, the forming of the final covenant. It will be the breaking of the covenant after 1,230 days. We have the word that gives us a timeline where we can study exactly when, where and how. It's not where it's going to come like a thief in the night at night. 1 Thessalonians 5, go read it. He says, for the ungodly is coming as a thief of the night. But you see, you brethren, you know exactly. Now this, I'm going to stop right here, and then tomorrow morning I just want to address Hebrews 10:25 again, and then we shall continue. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.